Thank you. All right, so we'll have the screen here. We are just going through the book of Acts this year, but I wanted to just detour briefly to give a basic message on what is the Christian religion. And we had a baptism today, and I felt this would be perfect because this is something that I felt God put in my heart for us. So the question is, what is the Christian religion? What does it mean to be a Christian? And so some basic answers. It means a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, believing in the gospel, being born again, having your sins forgiven, being a follower of Jesus Christ, becoming a member of the church, that's a capital C, the church around the world, the universal church. It means helping the poor, the sick, and marginalized, or many people think it means living a clean life. So is this the meaning of being a Christian? Is this what the Christian religion is? Well, you can say yes. I'm not going to say no. But there are two things that I feel are big mistakes about what people think of the Christian religion. So here are two basic mistakes concerning Christianity. First, people think the Christian religion is dying and then going to heaven. And people think, oh, it's just a spiritual belief. It's a religion, so it has nothing to do with life on earth, but everything after the earth. And so they think, oh yeah, you believe in Jesus, so when you die, you don't go to hell, you go to heaven. That's what the Christian religion is. That's mistake number one. The second mistake is it's not about heaven, it's about earth and living your best life now. You should be happy. You should have peace, and you should get all the things you want, and your dreams should come true because God is in your life, and God is trying to let you be a happy person, to be free, and that kind of thing. And so the big mistakes are it's only about heaven or it's only about earth. And so I wanted to just address these two big mistakes today. So I'm 44 years old. I think I just lose count these days. And when I was growing up in the 1980s and 1990s, every sermon in church or every time we talk about being a Christian, usually where people are saying, you should believe in Jesus so that when you die, you go to heaven. Because you have a body, but your true self is your spirit. Your true being is your heart. And that's the most important. Your spirit lives forever, but your body dies. That, my friend, is actually not a biblical teaching. That is from Greek philosophy, particularly Plato. He believed that the eternal is the spiritual and the physical is only temporary. It will not last forever. And so many Christians thought when I was a child growing up, it doesn't matter how you live on earth. It doesn't matter so much how you live every day. The most important is before you die, when you're on your bed dying, make sure that you say Jesus Christ or you say, I believe in Jesus. And then God has to open heaven and receive your Spirit. That's not the Bible. That is Greek philosophy. So what is it really? Here's the answer. It's not about dying and going to heaven. Jesus came to bring heaven to earth. That is what Jesus came to do. Let me give you three examples. The first, he always talked about the kingdom of heaven. And Seiki chose 10 verses. Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And then at the end of that list, Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are persecuted because of righteousness." I'll talk about persecution in a minute. "But blessed are you if persecuted, for you will inherit the kingdom of heaven." So Jesus came to bring the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? It's to bring heaven to earth. So for example, the miracles. Blind people seeing. Skin disease being healed. Lame people being able to walk. That is a sign of heaven coming to earth. Because in heaven, in the New Jerusalem, in the eternal life, people will have whole bodies, new skin, new faces, new hearts, new legs, new eyes. You'll be able to hear, see. And he's saying, this is just a preview. So when you go to the movies, before the movie starts, there are previews of coming attractions. And there are 2-minute videos. This is what this movie is going to be. Jesus came to earth to give us the preview of heaven, which is new bodies, new arms, new legs, new eyes. I can't wait for this stomach to become flat again someday. But not only that, the exorcisms. You know, you can't read 2 pages in the Bible and then Jesus meets a demon. Somebody has unclean spirits. And Jesus says, no, you have to leave. You don't belong here. I'm bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. And the kingdom of heaven does not have demons. And so he removes every demon, every unclean spirit, every rebellious spiritual force and removes it. Because he is bringing heaven to earth. And there are no demons. There are no unclean, rebellious spirits in heaven. And then you have the teachings. The Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount of Olives. The Olivet Discourse. The Upper Room Discourse. All his teachings to his disciples recorded in the Gospels. Jesus is saying, this is life in the new earth. The new heaven that I'm bringing with me. This is how people live in relationship, friendship, brotherhood, family, economics. There are no poor. The rich give to the poor. There are no weak because the strong are always helping the weak. It's not just a spiritual message. It's a physical reality that Jesus is saying. And then the Holy Spirit. So another thing of bringing heaven to earth is if Jesus stays on earth after he resurrects, he's in one place at one time. Remember? But because Jesus ascended after his resurrection, he says, because I go to sit at the Father's side, I can send the Spirit, the Counselor, who will walk with you. And so because Jesus is ascended to heaven, we, all of us, whether we're in Nagatsuka or in Nishiku or in Iwakuni or in Tokyo or in Guatemala or in London or Beijing, the Holy Spirit is with us. And around us, he is establishing heaven on earth. We are heavenly creatures, helping to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And then, at the end of it, we're waiting for Christ to finally return. And when, at the last trumpet, at the last sound, Christ will open heaven and bring a new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem down. That's what we wait for every single day. That's what we pray for. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Right? We're praying for Jesus to return every single day. That's why Jesus came. So, what is the Christian religion? The Christian religion is not dying and going to heaven. That's Plato. The Christian religion is Jesus dying so that heaven can come to earth. That's the cross. The cross is the bridge, not for humans to go to heaven, but for God to come to earth. That's what Christian religion is. It's not only spiritual, but it's physical. It's what this earth is for. So, the first mistake, dying and going to heaven. The second mistake is, you live your best life now. That's called prosperity preaching. This is a big problem in churches that are in rich and wealthy countries like America, Britain, and here in Japan, where the danger is, here it is, oh, you should become a Christian. Why? Because God wants to make you happy. All of your insecurity, all of your anxiety, God will come and heal everything. You'll have new friends, new circles, new interests. And then God will also bless you. He'll give you all that you want. Not what you need, but what you want. Comfort, pleasure, right? Possessions. God will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be the lender and not the borrower. And so this is the kind of message that many rich churches want to say to rich people. It's dangerous. It's called the prosperity gospel. We need to answer this. That's not what Christianity is. Here it is. What is the Christian religion? It's not living your best life now. Christianity is giving your best away. It's not about prosperity. It's about love. For God so loved the world that he gave. That's what Christianity is. It's giving your best away. God gave his best away out of love. So, three examples. Obedience. Jesus says in Matthew to his disciples, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least, the poorest, the weakest, the sickest, the most difficult brother and sister of mine, you did it for me. Jesus says, I am not with the richest. I'm not with the strongest. I'm with the weakest and the poorest. That's my people. Blessed are the poor in spirit, right? And so when you love these people, when you give yourself to these people, you're doing it to me. That's following Jesus. It's not about what you get. It's what you give. That's what you give. And then, this is the big one. Hakugai, persecution. We don't like this word. I don't like this word. Who likes this word? Nobody. But here's what it says in the Bible. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, in fact, truly, Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. I don't like this verse. God, don't really? Let me give you some examples. This picture is a picture of a family of Christians in Afghanistan. I listened to a pastor this week who is working in Afghanistan. He works in Iran and in Afghanistan. And now the report in Afghanistan is, because the American military is leaving Afghanistan, the Taliban is coming to take over. And this is from an eyewitness report from a pastor in Afghanistan. He's saying this: there is what's called a hit list, a murder list that the Taliban has. During the American occupation of Afghanistan, Christians were a bit free. And so right now, the second fastest growing Christian church in the world is Afghanistan. The number one place that Christianity is growing is Iran. In the past 20 years, Christianity, the Church of Jesus, is exploding in Iran. Second place is Afghanistan. So the Taliban has been watching Christians and churches multiply. Amazing stories of Jesus saving Afghani people, the poorest of the poor. And so the Taliban says, when the Americans leave, if you are a Christian and you have a girl under the age of 15 in your house, mark your house with an X for Christ. We're going to come and we're going to take your daughter, and she will be our prize from Allah when these Americans leave. If you do not put an X on your door, we are going to come in, and if we find a girl, whether it's your wife or your daughter, we will kill everybody. Everybody's dead. Your wife will go into the sex trade, and your daughter will be ours. Everyone is dead. This is a report in 2021, August 24th, from a pastor living and working in Afghanistan. Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Jesus Christ will be persecuted. Well, it's only in Afghanistan. That's just one place. This is a picture of Bob Fu. That's his name, Chinese name, F-U, Fu, Bob Fu. He is the founder of a nonprofit organization called China Aid. In the 1980s, he was a communist student, a member of the Communist Party, a student in a university, and he was part of a protest against corruption in the Chinese government in the Tiananmen Square. His friends, his colleagues and students, classmates, were murdered right in front of him. And he realized communism, atheism, it's broken. It's something wrong. And he was put into prison. And while he was in prison, he met pastors, Christians, believers. And they taught him and they told him about Jesus Christ, who lived the life we should have lived and brought the justice of God, who loved people and never, there was no ounce of corruption or evil in him. And yet he was murdered for sin. And so he became a Christian in a Chinese prison. And then he, when he was released, he started making other churches. And he started telling people about Jesus, and now churches were all over the place. And then he got arrested and put back into prison. He was beaten. He was tortured. Just terrible things happened to him. His wife also. And he learned something from his teachers, his pastors who were helping him. He learned what's called prison theology, how to follow Jesus as a prisoner. Why? because everyone who wants to live a godly life in Jesus Christ will be persecuted. You want to live your best life now? That's prosperity. The reality is not everything you get, it's what you give. Jesus was arrested. Jesus was falsely tried. Jesus was murdered. And Jesus says, you want to follow me? Pick up your cross. And so our level, maybe in Japan, a rich country, oh, you're a Christian, okay. You believe in God, okay. You go to church, that's nice. Maybe a little bit of ridicule. In other countries, there's oppression, imprisonment, and even death. It's not your best life now. It makes it worse. But if it's the truth, then you follow. Finally, the cross. And we just mentioned that. Jesus says, look, you want your best life? It might not be now. It might be after. But that doesn't matter. I'm not here to make you happy. Ready? Jesus did not come to make us happy. Jesus came to make us holy. God is holy. And his people will be holy through Jesus. If you are holy, happiness will come. That's fine. There's love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, all of that. That's part of it. But if it's only happiness, that's a problem. Because I don't want my brother Seiki, when it becomes difficult, when it becomes hard, and he's not motivated, or there's no peace, and it's, I'm so bored, and it's the same thing, and it's, is Jesus true? Is God real? That's what will help you continue all the way to the return. That's what the Christian religion is. It's not living your best life now. It's giving your best away. So, that's all I wanted to say for today. The Christian religion is not people dying and going to heaven. It's Jesus dying to bring heaven to earth. It's not living your best life now. It's giving your best away. Just like Jesus, just like God the Father gave his best, Jesus gave his all by dying on the cross. So let's take a moment to reflect, and then we'll sing a closing song, and then we'll be dismissed for that. So let's reflect on just a moment and pray. John, if you could come up and get ready. Our Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Christian religion. But more than the religion, we thank you for the relationship we have with you. I pray for us who are still on watching on YouTube and still here live. Please give us strength. Please give us perseverance. Help us to have hope and strengthen our faith, Lord, to continue even though it's difficult. And please help those in Afghanistan right now, people who are Christians, who are running to the mountains, who are staying in their home waiting for the Taliban. Please give them faith and help. I pray for the Taliban, oh God. I pray that you'd save the Taliban. I pray that you'd bring hope and love to the Taliban and help them to stop killing and start saving lives, God. Help them to repent and come to Jesus and bow to him. That's all we can pray for. That's all we can do, God, is please don't leave the Afghanistan Christians alone. Please be their strength and help them to have resources. The winter is coming and they're in the mountains. They only have their clothes. Please give them resources to stay warm and to find each other and to stay alive and to keep going and to stay faithful to you. Lord Jesus, please help our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and even here in Japan. Feed the hungry, O God. Clothe the naked. Satisfy the thirsty, O God. For this is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to sing our closing song together. Yeah, for those of us here, let's all stand together. I think this is Amazing Grace. Yeah, okay.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty,
so much stronger, the King of glory,
the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is amazing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life. And I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, thank me. All that you've done for me. Brings the chaos back into order. Who makes the orphan a son and daughter. The King of glory. The King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. And this is amazing grace. This is amazing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life that I could be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. He's worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross, and you laid down your life, that I would be set free.
Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Father, we thank you for your amazing grace. And with Lord, we ask now for grace as we continue this week, grace provided by your Spirit. That as we have your Spirit, we would have the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. And for these good things, we will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for joining us this week. Please join us again next week, same church time, same YouTube channel. God bless you. Have a good week.